You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting for Mobile Command. Gentlemen, can I please have my flowers? As you all know, last year, 2022, I kept predicting that 2023, the crime rate was going to skyrocket and no one was going to be safe. Gentlemen, here we are. I like being right in scenarios like this. Why? Because common sense, simple common sense, is all I have to use to make predictions. Now, as we all know, there used to be an unwritten and unspoken code amongst the criminal element. Women and children were off limits. However, we no longer live in those days, and the modern time, with so many women saying that they're strong and independent and don't need no man, and they're equal, if not superior to men, guess what? That unwritten rule has now been tossed out. So yes, ladies, you are on the menu for predators, just like the women in this article that was sent to me by Jay White that was published on the 4th of July. Mothers attacked by baseball bat-wielding children as San Francisco crime wave intensifies. Well, well, well. Once again, gentlemen, please give me my flowers. I called this. I called it that crime was going to skyrocket. Baseball bat-wielding gangs of children are mugging mothers and nannies on the school run in the latest crime wave to hit San Francisco. Now, I'm going to tell you why. Specifically, they are targeting women and nannies because those women are not going to be able to fight back as they have children with them. Last week, Noah Valley, also known as quote unquote Stroller Valley, because of the growing population of young families, endured 11 phone robberies that are believed to have been carried out by the same gang who are targeting women picking up children from school. One does not have to be a genius in order to figure out this pattern. No, 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 no. Like I said, common sense is all people need. Sometimes you have to think like a criminal to understand why they have such motivations. But, like I said, common sense is so rarely used in this society, it may as well be a superpower. One woman was reportedly hit with a baseball bat, while another was punched in the face before the offender ran to a getaway car and drove off. On Thursday, the police had arrested one minor in connection with the 11 robberies and were searching for the others. Yeah, looks like Mad Max has definitely come to the modern times. Remember, there were a kid gang in the first, I think it was the second Mad Max. Yep, the second one, Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome. But yeah, now you have the feral children running around. This society is gone. Rafael Mandelman, who sits on the San Francisco Board of Supervisors, which is responsible for legislating, said there are a growing number of children, quote unquote, doing these really awful things. You want to know what else is a prime contributing factor? That's right. No fathers in the homes. Yeah, y'all thought it was a great idea to remove fathers from the home. And guess what? Now you're seeing the results of that plan. And guess what? I have zero sympathies. Nope, nope, nope. Men have tried to held this, good men have tried to hold this off and head this off at the pass, but nope, good men were simply moved out of the way. We were threatened. We were told that somehow we want to uphold the patriarchy by saying that men should be in control of their households. However, women, they bit the apple of feminism and they made their deal with Big Zaddy government to get those men removed. So, hey, you got what you got. You got what you wanted, ladies. Now you don't want what you got because the results are not what you were promised. Hey, it is what it is. Quote unquote, I think what happened with kids not being in school, I think there may be something going on with that that we're going to experience for a while, he said. No shit, Sherlock. He added, quote unquote, these couple of years where schools was erratic or non-existent, he's talking about the lockdowns, of course, where everyone was under stress, parents and caregivers were under stress. That was probably impacting vulnerable communities more anyway. Sociologically, who knows what was going on, but I would not be surprised if we're going to be experiencing the lingering effects for that generation. Gee, no shit. Once again, the lockdowns where everybody was, under lock and key, if you will, under, quarantine orders, if you will. No socialization was taking place. Yeah. Once again, another effect of the scandemic that people did not see. I called it. Many other red pill content creators called it. Yeah, this was going to be disastrous. It's like letting a whole bunch of wild animals loose from their cages. What did you think was going to happen? Oh, they were just going to go back to their, little known things? Oh, no. Mm-mm. Then you have so many bills that have made pretty much crime legal. Yeah, things are going off the cliff. Scratch that. Things have already fallen off the cliff. However, get ready for a whole lot of trouble to happen. Violent robberies are being carried out in broad daylight in wealthy enclaves such as Noe Valley, a tight-knit community where free yoga classes are held every Sunday in the town square. See, this is a prime case of NIMBY. Rich enclaves like this are fine as long as crime doesn't come to their doorstep. However, now, guess what? Crime is on their doorstep. Now they want to say, oh, where are the police? Where are the police? Police, help us, help us! Nope. Remember, defund the police. Oh, the police are bad. However, everybody thinks cops are bad until they need one. One victim of the string of recent attacks was only wished to be identified as CW, said the police appeared to have, quote unquote, zero interest in investigating her attack. Yeah, lady, guess what? You're on your fucking own. She was thrown to the ground by a boy who stole her phone last Monday when she was on the way to collect her daughter from the nursery. A neighbor's security system caught the car on video, and she was able to track her phone for 18 hours after the attack. But after she reported the crime, no investigator responded to the developments. Once again, ladies, you are on your own. Remember, it has been thoroughly known that police are not there to protect you. They are there to enforce the law after something has happened. Police are not a proactive force. They are a reactive force. And usually, by the time they get there, the crime has already happened and the perpetrators have already left. When she emailed a police officer to ask who she could contact to help, quote unquote, improve how these things are tackled, she was told to, quote unquote, do some research yourself. Ladies, I'm going to reiterate it. You are now learning that you are on your own. And we're talking about well-to-do women out here. Yeah, you thought you were part of the big club, but guess what? You ain't in that big club. No, ladies. If you're not in a gated community, guess what? You ain't part of that club. So yeah, join the rest of us. But wait, you have no common sense. You think everybody else is going to help you. No. The next day, she was driving to the police station to complain about the response when she saw a patrol car on the street where she had been robbed. Punched in the face. It transpired another mother who had been attacked with the same getaway car, but this time she was punched in the face. Yes, ladies, how is that not needing a man working out for you? Oh, that's right. Violence does not care. Quote unquote, for 24 hours, I had been trying desperately to get the police to engage with me to stop these guys. Zero response. And it happened again in the same location, she said. Gee, I wonder why. A ripe, juicy location for targets. What we like to call TRE, Target Rich Environment. That's what you ladies have become. So yeah, what, did you think the police were just gonna magically appear and say, hey, young man, don't do that? No, welcome to reality, ladies. Welcome to reality. Mr. Mandelman said the city's soft approach on crime has been good at, quote unquote, dismantling the systems without fixing the underlying problems, which circles back to what I said before, fatherless homes. Man, I tell you, they really thought that this was going to be a great idea. However, talk about spectacularly failing in the end. Quote unquote, I don't think that our interventions for people who are committing petty crimes are particularly effective. I mean, fine, you don't put people in jail, but what are you going to do? Well, if you're doing nothing, then what's the outcome going to be? Not great. No, the outcome is going to be fucking crazy. That's what the outcome is going to be. Sheer out lawlessness. The San Francisco Police Department did not have a response to request for comment. Here we are, gentlemen. Here we are. I told you, didn't I? I told you. All bets were going to be off from 2023 forward. Yep. Strap in, ladies. Strap in. You are now on the chopping block. You can be touched. I bet a lot of these women thought to themselves, I'm still strong. I'm independent. I don't need no man. Until you need a man. Once again, I find it utterly hilarious. So many women have made it to where, oh, we're equal, we're superior, blah, 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 blah. Like I always say, ladies, your thought process can only exist in a civil society. As soon as society decides to no longer be civil, guess what? Oh, we need men again. Who's going to protect us? No one. The good men who would have protected you have been phased out, and they're out of here. Guess what? They're thinking like me. Hey, we're all equal, so guess what? Crime is an equal opportunity game. Guess what, ladies? You are the new players in that game. It is what it is. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And women around the world, you better understand this, and you better understand this crystally clear. The power you thought you had in your femininity, which has been stripped away from you, has gone out. Feminism and the idea that you were strong and independent and didn't need no man is definitely going out, because now the test results are back. Ladies, that is a lie. As much as you hate to admit it, as soon as shit goes downhill, you're looking for the first man available to try to get under his protection. So yeah, more and more men are simply saying, that is no longer my obligation. You, random woman, are no longer my obligation. I'm under no obligation to be civil to you at all. Just like the white knight in the last video that I did, you ladies are about to find this out the hard way. And yeah, more and more men are saying, nope, I'll call the police if that. But other than that, you are not my responsibility. And those men are correct in that saying. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.